We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim. We're continuing with the laws of Shabbos. After the meal, as we bench, after blessing after the meal, we say Ritzei VeHachalitzeinu. We have that addition, a special addition in benching regarding Shabbos. And if a person erred and he went straight on to the concluding blessing, Baruch Ta Hashem Bonei V'Rachamav Yerushalayim Amen, and he didn't yet start the following blessing, so then instead of starting the following blessing, we have a special formula. He says a blessing for Shabbos, even though ordinarily Shabbos's addition is a part of the third blessing of benching. If you concluded the third blessing and did not yet start the fourth, then we make a special blessing for Shabbos. Blessed are you Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, our God, King of the World, Shenatan Shabbatot Limnucha L'Amo Yisrael Be'ava Le'ot Ve'Livrit, who gave the Sabbaths to Israel, his nation, to rest with love as a sign and a covenant between us. Blessed are you Hashem who gives sanctity to Shabbos. So it gets its own blessing. If you finish the third blessing and suddenly realize, ooh, I forgot Shabbos, and you didn't yet start the fourth blessing, then you can make that added blessing in between as an interjection before you continue to the next blessing. What happens if you started the following? You started the following blessing. You started the blessing of Hatov Ametiv. So then you restart benching. Now, when is that so? In the first two meals that are obligatory to be made over bread. But let's say you had the Friday night meal, and Shabbos morning you had your meal, and then Suda Shlishit you forgot, or any subsequent meal, so then you do not repeat the benching. Finally, the last halacha in this chapter is in ancient times, when they used to read by oil lamps, so it was fairly common that a person reading by an oil lamp would tilt the lamp to get the flame to go up and have clearer light. And this was an action that was done without much thought. It was just anytime the light would dim, you'd tilt the lamp. And so Chazal made a rabbinic institution that you shouldn't read a book by lamp light, because you might come to tilt the lamp and then you cause the fire to burn more strongly. So that was a rabbinic prohibition. Today we have electric light. Even when you use candlelight, no one tilts their candles to get more anything to the candle. So today we don't have that issue. What happens if you want to put out a fire on Shabbos? So that's prohibited. What happens if the light is on in a hospital room of someone who is ill? Someone just had bypass surgery. So they're considered a cholish yesh bo sakana. We have different levels. We have different degradations of illness. We have a chole. We have a mechush. Let's say mechush is a simple passing pain. You know, you have a little bit of a headache. That's a mechush, that you're not considered ill. You woke up with a hangover. You woke up with a little bit of sinuses. That's a mechush. Then you have a ke'ev. You have a pain. You can have a throbbing pain. You can have a toothache. You can have a heartache. That's ke'ev. And then you have choli, illness. So when we speak about choli, when we speak about illness, we also have degradations within the realm of illness. Again, we're not talking about a pain. We're not talking about something passing that's a small, a minor irritation. We're talking about illness. And people get confused. I get this all the time. People have chapped hands, or people have a little dry skin on their arm. And they come and they say, I'm ill. What am I allowed to do on Shabbos? And the answer is no, you're not ill. You have something that bothers you. That's not a holy. So the holy illness is defined as an illness. And then you have two types of illness. You have a chole sheyesh bo sakana, an illness that's life-threatening, and then you have a chole she'ein bo sakana, that is not life-threatening. Now, we are pretty lenient in halacha. We view fever as something that is dangerous. We take a fever seriously. We say we don't know exactly what's causing the fever, and sometimes a fever can indicate an infection that's very dangerous. So fever, for example, is something that we would be lenient on Shabbos in order to take care of a fever. We take temperature without thinking twice. We give a person medication without thinking twice. We will learn the laws of illness later on in the laws of Shabbos. But what's relevant to us is if someone is ill and they have to sleep and they can't fall asleep because the candle's lit. So we do shut the candle to let that person fall asleep. I hear. That deserves a broad discussion. Technically, it would seem so, yeah. Again, because if the illness is life-threatening, so then we say, Pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos, to uncover a life, to ensure that a person continues living, that overrides Shabbos.
Even nowadays, when we know our